thanks for downloading the audio podcast of this week's sermon. We pray you'll be blessed and encouraged with the words you hear.
On Tuesday night past, I went to bed, and as normal, I was lying in bed. I was just praying for different people, different situations that I know about. And I began to pray about a particular person. I don't actually know them personally. I know a bit about them and their situation. And I was asking the Lord, direct me, Lord, how I can best pray for this person. And then I asked the Lord, Lord, would you give me specific scriptures? Because I don't know the person personally. I said, can you give me specific scriptures that I could pray for them, pray over their life, over their situation, and then I'll know that I'm praying in your will when I'm praying this. And two specific scriptures came to my mind. I took that as God's answer to my prayer, and I began to pray the promises of these verses into that person's life and situation. The next morning, Wednesday morning, these two scriptures were absolutely at the forefront of my mind. And these are the scriptures that I want to speak to you about this evening. It's two verses in different places. The first one is Deuteronomy 33:27. The eternal God is your, right? And I want to emphasize that tonight. The eternal God is your refuge. And underneath are the everlasting arms. Then Psalm 91:4, Graham read the Psalm 2s at the beginning. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. The first verse, the eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Moses is almost at the end of his life, and before he dies, he pronounces a specific blessing over each of the 12 tribes of Israel. And then he ends with these words from Deuteronomy 33:26-29. Listen to this. There is no one like the God of Jeshurun. That's another name for Israel. There is no one like the God of Israel who rides on the heavens to help you and on the clouds of his majesty. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He will drive out your enemy before you, saying, destroy him. So Israel will live in safety alone. Jacob's spring is secure in a land of grain and new wine, where the heavens drop dew. Blessed are you, O Israel. Who is like you, a people saved by the Lord? He is your shield and your helper and your glorious sword. Your enemies will cower before you, and you will trample down their high places. What a blessing! What a blessing! Now, of course, this was a specific blessing given to the nation of Israel, but it is also a revelation of all that God is to all of his people at all times. Hallelujah. Hallelujah indeed. That includes us. We are, Paul says in Galatians 6:16, we are, if we're Christians, we are the Israel of God. We are the new Israel of God. Hallelujah. There is no one like the God of Israel who rides on the heavens to help you and on the clouds of his majesty. Blessed are you, O Israel, Israel of God. Who is like you? A people saved by the Lord. How blessed we are. How blessed. We, friends, we are a people saved by the Lord. He saved us through the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. We are eternally saved. We are saved by the eternal God. Oh, how blessed we are. And these, the picture language, he is the one who rides in the heavens, on the clouds in his majesty to help us. He is our shield of protection, our helper in times of need, in times of distress. He is our sword against the enemy. Do you not tonight lift up your heart in thanksgiving that you're not on your own to face the onslaughts of life, the onslaughts of difficulty in your home, at work, wherever you are in your health, in whatever situation you face? Your God, your God, personalize him. Your God, the great and powerful God of Israel, is your helper. Amazing. Some people think that God has abandoned the world. He's abandoned the world that he made, and we're all left here at the mercy of whatever fate or life throws at us. And if life happens to be a struggle for you at the moment, they tell you, well, you just have to suck it up. You just have to cope with it as best as you can. And with a bit of luck, things will maybe get better. What an utterly hopeless way to have to walk through life. Yes, what many people are doing. Many people are coping with life in that way. But as the people of Israel, the new Israel of God, as the people of God, we do not have to cope with life by just sucking it up, by just hoping that things get better. We have the Lord to help us. We face the same trials as the world, folks. We do. The same pressures, same difficulties, the same sorrows, the same sicknesses as everybody else. But we're not on our own trying to get through it. We're not even just depending on the help and support of others, though that's important and it's good. Friends, our greatest help comes from a source altogether more powerful. We have the eternal God. The eternal God. He is on our side and he is there to help you. God's not removed from our suffering. He always comes to our aid. What does Psalm 46:1, a beautiful psalm, say? God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. This verse that we've read tonight, it's not comparing God to other people, but to any other gods. Gods that people look to and depend on. There simply is no other God that can compare with the God of Israel. There is no other God. He is the only eternal God. He is the only living God. He is the only all-powerful God. Do you believe that? Do you believe he's your helper? Amen. The eternal God is your refuge. And underneath are the everlasting arms. We can be safe and secure in him because he's before all things. He's now. He's in the future. He is outside of time and space. He's not affected by the changing circumstances of the world or of our lives. And this most beautiful truth, that underneath us are the everlasting arms. Of course, you know God is spirit. He doesn't have literal arms, but he wants us to get this picture. He wants us to see his strong arms holding us up when we feel like we're falling. Have you ever felt like you're falling? Have you ever felt like you've run, you can't take another step? Do you ever feel like you're so weak and weary with the battle that you're faint and you cannot stand? Friends, he is there. Underneath are the everlasting arms to support us. When I was thinking about this picture of God, I could see in my mind's eye Stephen carrying little Jessica. He is a good, good father. Stephen Thompson is a good, good father. He's a father who is carrying his little daughter, Jessica. This is a picture that God is speaking to us tonight. This is a good, good father. Protecting her head. Supporting her head. Protecting her in her helplessness. You know what else he's doing when underneath are those arms? He's cherishing her in love. He is cherishing her. What a picture of a father holding his child. Friends, that is how God is holding you. Tonight. Tonight. He is your loving heavenly father. And underneath you, in your weakness, in your distress, and you're thinking, I can't do this. And you're thinking, what am I doing? And you're thinking, I can't take another step. And your weariness in the battle, he's supporting you. And he's holding you close to his heart in love. See the same thing expressed in Isaiah 40:11. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. But even strong fathers' arms get tired. And I tell you, whenever Jessica's been crying for 5 hours through the night, and Stephen's carrying her, I tell you, those strong arms, they get weary. God isn't weary of holding you. God is not weary of holding you. God hasn't got fed up of your weakness. He hasn't got fed up that you are in distress. He hasn't got fed up that you feel so weak and so afraid. He hasn't got fed up of you, friends. When you call on his name, he's there. Underneath are the everlasting arms. Those arms that never grow tired or weary. Hallelujah. He will cover you. That's underneath. Support. He will cover you with his feathers. And under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. Psalm 91, that's verse 4, that has always been a favorite psalm of people throughout the years. Many people know it off by heart. Wonderful for encouraging us in the midst of the difficulties of life. But this evening, I just want to look at that one verse. Seems to me a perfect complement to the one we've read already. God hasn't just got strong eternal arms under you. His wings, feathers are over you to protect you. Obviously, God doesn't have literal wings or feathers, pictorial language to help us understand what God does. I remember hearing a story at a children's meeting. Very, very young. A story stuck in my head. I got a book of it later, and I used to tell this story to other people. It was about a hen that lived on a farm. Some of you probably remember this story from your childhood. And on this farmyard, there was a fire one day, a very big fire. And it was spreading everywhere. And the hen went out to the farmyard, and she began clucking a warning call to her chicks to come to her. And the little chicks came, and they ran to the mother hen. And they just came, and she put out her wings, and she protected them under her wings. After the fire was over, farmer went about just clearing up, and he came and he could clearly see there's the hen lying dead in the farmyard. He just went to pick up the dead hen. He picked her up, and there underneath came out all the little chicks. The mother had just sheltered them from the fire with her wings of protection. That's what God does for you. When you're going through the fiery trials of life, when things are coming against you one after another, God just spreads out his wings, his feathers of protection over you. This is not for somebody else. This is for you. This is for you tonight. His wings of protection. What do you need his covering for right now? What is going on in your life right now? Is it sickness? Is it disobedient family? Is it stressful marriage? Is it work that just seems out a bit of control? Is it massive financial worries that are weighing you down? Is it torment in your mind, your mental health? Is it distress in your soul? There's no end to the list of what our distress can be as human beings. No end. And if everybody tonight had to write down our key issue, our key worry, our key stress, our key fear, if it was all on there, friends, it would be so varied. But everybody would have something. Tonight, see your Father with his wings outstretched, saying, come, come in. Come here, come close, and I will cover you with my feathers. I will shelter you in that storm, in that fiery trial, in that difficult time. Not one of us in this room tonight who do not have cause to run under his feathers for protection. Not one of us. I simply don't know of one person ever who has not gone through some severe difficulties in their life. Don't imagine you're alone. You are not alone. If you're going through a deep trial at this time, you are not alone. But the enemy, he will come along and he'll try to isolate you. He'll try to make you think nobody cares. Nobody understands. He will say if you were a better Christian or a stronger Christian, you wouldn't be facing all this. He'll call you a failure because of your doubts, because of your fears. He'll make you scared to tell anybody about your problems in case they judge you harshly, in case they blame you. He seeks to use them to break us. He's a liar. He is a liar because blessed are we who have God as our Lord. Blessed are we who has God, a God who has saved us, a God who puts his eternal arms underneath us, everlasting arms, and a God who stretches his feathers over us to protect us. Some of you may have read in the past week different media about a young American pastor. I think he was 30 years of age. He committed suicide on Wednesday. He suffered from depression for most of his life. And whatever happened on Wednesday, he felt he couldn't go on. I also read an account written by another man whose father, also a pastor, had taken his own life a few years ago. He thought he was a failure because his church wasn't growing. He felt there was an unrealistic pressure of ministry, and he just couldn't live up to it. He didn't feel there was anybody he could speak to about his problems. Friends, there is. When the fire of trials, in whatever form they are coming to you, hear your Heavenly Father call and say, come, come under the protection of my wing. Come here and I will cover you with my feathers. I will care for you. I carry you close to my heart. Jesus used this as he was on his way to Jerusalem to die for each one of us. He stopped when he came to the hill looking over the city, and he wept as he said, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. But you were not willing. You were not willing." We cannot do life by ourselves. We cannot. God has given us each other as a support. Incredible gift that he's given to us. But most of all, he says to us, to you tonight, "I am your God. I am your God." Hear Jesus tonight as he called out over Jerusalem, "I have longed to gather you under my wings, chicks under my wings. Are you willing to come? Are you willing to come?" Don't try to fight the battle on your own. Don't leave it just trying to suck it up, trying to cope, trying to battle through. Come under his protection. This psalm, like the rest of the Bible, doesn't offer us immunity from the storms of life, but God does offer us protection in the storms of life by being underneath us, support those everlasting arms, and by spreading his feathers over us. Protection in the storm. Come to him tonight. Let him be your God, your helper. Let's pray. Blessed are you, O Israel of God. That's you. Blessed you are. Who is like you, a people saved by the Lord? You have saved us and you keep us. Thank you, Lord, because we couldn't keep ourselves. You have saved us. You've saved our souls from sin, from eternal damnation. You also save us in the storms of life. You save us. Our refuge, our strong tower, our loving God. Lord, I know that this night, I know that this word has come to some hearts that feel utterly broken and distraught. Holy Spirit, you are here. You are here. Holy Spirit, take your living word, and by the power of your presence and your greatness, I pray that you would burn it right into hearts that are crying out to you this night. This won't only just be words, but Lord, that this will be the truth in experience to those who are desperate at this time. Thank you, O God, that your word is never a theory, never. It is to be experienced in our lives. Lord, we just want to praise you, God. Oh, Lord, that we can just say tonight, thank you for what you've done in us. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for being our God who is close to the brokenhearted, binds up their wounds. Praise you, Lord.
And your love is great.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. If you would like any more information, have a look at our website at www.ballymoneyelam.com.